Michaels.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Program. Happy Thursday to you. Hope it's starting off well. It's warm enough. It's about 50 degrees, but it's foggy. Very, very foggy out there. Very thick fog. So if you're heading out, take a few extra minutes. Make sure that you get to where you're going safely. Had a great time yesterday broadcasting from Country Whip in Acushnet. It was great hanging out with the folks over there, and it was great being able to see some of you who came in during the show. And I hope you got your Seize the Deal. They sold out very quickly. So usually when I'm out on the road doing a show, even if it's, you know, a place that's only, you know, 10, 15 minutes from the station, it's at least 10 o'clock before I get back here because I've got to pack up all the equipment, you know, say goodbye to everybody. And, yesterday, I got back here about 10:15. No, actually, it was about 10 past 10. And already, the deal was sold out for Country Whip. So, some of these deals go very, 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 very quickly. That's why I always say jump on them when they go on sale and be there a few minutes early. Because they do go quickly. They do have limited quantities, so, but I mean, when I say limited, it's a lot, but it's still a finite number. But then it sells right out. The other part of being out there on the road is it gives me a little kind of real world experience in the morning. My mornings have become so routine, I get in the car, I come here. I'm here behind the glass of the studio for 3 hours. Maybe I go out and do things in the world after the show is over, but a lot of the times I'm still here doing other things. So I get to actually be out there and see what's going on in the world. I remember when I was in school, when I was in high school especially, and you'd have that opportunity to not be in school for a day. Maybe it's a holiday, or maybe you had a doctor's appointment or something. And you say to yourself, I'm missing so much of the world when I'm stuck in school all day. I can't wait till I'm an adult and I can experience this every day. And then eventually you realize, not missing much. But then you take away that ability. You put somebody in a seat for 3 hours. And then you say, oh, there's a lot going on that I didn't realize. And I didn't realize what a busy area North Main Street in Acushnet really is. Seeing all the cars and trucks come by throughout the course of the morning. So they're going to do a great business over there at Country Whip with their coffee and breakfast options. And I can't tell you how good the Cape Cod coffee is. So you got to get over there and try it. There was a meeting last night. ABC6 has the details, abc6.com. But there was a meeting last night regarding South Coast Rail. I had wanted to attend, but I was just so wiped out from getting up early yesterday and, you know, packing up and hauling all the equipment. I figured I was ready. But I also, you know, need to be careful and be slow about things. Not 100%. So I ended up just going home and falling asleep. But this meeting in Fall River was designed to give folks more information about the coming of South Coast Rail. To talk about some of the safety plans and safety tests that'll be happening in the coming months. And as part of this discussion, Jean Fox, who has long been associated with South Coast Rail, she's the director of community engagement. She talked about those safety tests that are going to be tested. Every bridge, every culvert, every grade, crossing, all the walls, all the stations, all the layovers, and the equipment have to be safety certified. That's the quote she gave, the statement she made. And they also have to let the crews of the trains know, you know, get used to the route and get used to the where they're going to have to slow down and where they can speed up and all of that. With that in mind, though, Gene Fox said a lot of this work will be through the spring into the summer, and that a midsummer launch for South Coast Rail is now probably unlikely. So originally, we were told that it was going to start in December of 2023. That got pushed back. And then it was kind of the beginning of summer to midsummer of 2024. Now it's looking like it'll probably be after that. And we're so close. I'm impatient to some degree. I want it to start. But at the same time, I want it to be as safe as possible. They said they're already seeing some issues. Fox cited a recent scare in which a car ended up on the line near Broadway in Fall River. And they're going to have trains running at 79 miles an hour coming through for some of these tests. And so people need to become aware of the tracks and need to start respecting train safety. And when you haven't had trains running for however long it's been, 50 years on these tracks, people don't know. They just don't have an understanding. So that's, I know that's part of a big campaign that the MBTA has underway, is to push track safety. So as they're finishing up these safety checks, there'll be a lot of education for the public. But I think getting it pushed back just a little bit more is worth it to make sure that everything is 100%. Because you've heard about some of the issues they've had with the train in some communities and some of the issues that they've had. So we want to make sure that none of that happens down here, because this is basically a brand new service. And you want people to have trust and confidence in that service. And all it takes is one issue for someone to say, well, wait a minute, maybe it's not such a good idea. It is. It is a good idea. But you want it to be 100%. And while 100% is probably never a possibility, you want it to be as safe as possible. So I don't mind the delay. The people who, for some reason, still believe that this isn't going to happen, I guess you can keep saying that for another couple of months. But it is going to happen. Within the next couple of weeks, or at least in the next couple of months, you're going to see MBTA commuter rail trains on those tracks. Can't ride them yet, but you're going to see them. You're already seeing freight service using those rails, but you're going to see commuter rail trains going all through the South Coast, testing out those lines, testing out those tracks. It is going to happen. And I was looking at some paperwork for South Coast Rail recently. that talked about some of the advantages that this will have. Now, how quickly all of this will be put into play remains to be seen. Obviously, it depends on engagement and interest. But we're talking about being able to pull the family together on a Saturday and say, do you want to go into Boston and go to the Museum of Science and the aquarium? And rather than drive into the city, pay to park at the Museum of Science or wherever you park close to it. Everybody has their own tips and tricks. But instead of paying over there, then going over to the aquarium, paying over there, maybe you're going to go to the Children's Museum while you're over there, and so then you go and you pay to park over there. You'll be able to park at one of the South Coast train stations, get on the train, be able to buy one ticket that'll let you get into the city. You can utilize it to use the, I don't remember what line it is that brings you to the Museum of Science. I think Orange brings you to the aquarium. But anyway, you know, from South Station, you can get to all those other points. And you'll spend less probably than you would have for parking and gas. And that time that you would have been driving in the car and your kids have their faces buried in their devices, you can either spend as a family on the train together, conversing and having a good time, or you can have your face buried in your device too. These commuter rail trains have charging ports. They have Wi-Fi. Maybe you can spend your day, or at least your ride into Boston, getting caught up with, you know, you missed the series finale of Curb Your Enthusiasm, so there's your chance to watch it. But that's the advantage to the average person, to the person that doesn't work in Boston, that isn't going to use that line to commute to work. You'll have options like that. And who knows where this could go? Being linked up makes all the difference, because maybe eventually there's New Bedford to Foxborough. As it is right now, there's New Bedford to Boston. So if you're going to a concert, you don't have to drive. And I don't know what they charge for parking anymore. I don't remember the last time when I went to TD Garden. It was for Genesis a couple of years ago. I don't remember what the parking was, but I know I parked in the garage underneath North Station. So I don't know what they charge now. But when I was covering the Celtics, it was $25 to park down there. And if I covered a couple of games a week, you know, I'm dropping $75 each time. And I didn't always get that reimbursed by the Standard Times. Whether or not I got reimbursed gas and mileage kind of all depended on who owned us at the time and what their policies were. And what my position was technically classified as. But I looked at it as, hey, I got to go to, you know, three NBA playoff games for $75. Like, that's still a good deal. But with the train, I could take that in. I could buy a monthly pass and go to as many games as I want to, without having the traffic that I'd have to wait in to get to the garden, without having to pay to park, and without having to wait to exit the garage, without having to sit there for hours waiting to leave a concert. These are all pretty good advantages. I like the idea. See, I don't go to concerts during the week now because I have to get up early. I'll go to something if it's on a Friday or a Saturday, but if it's during the week, it's rough. It's got to be somebody I really want to see. But now, knowing I could, and again, you know, the service might not be something that's off the bat, but if I could take the train home and I could fall asleep on the train and get an hour and a half of sleep in before I go home, that's very attractive to me. Plus, then I can maybe have a beer at the concert because I know it's going to be another hour and a half before I'm driving. Well, I mean, they shut you off halfway through the show, but still. So I'd feel a little bit safer about having a drink and then driving later. 508-996-0500. We can talk about that. We have some other things we're going to talk about this morning, but I know that a lot of folks are going to look at this as their chance to say, see, it's not happening. It's happening. It's happening sooner rather than later, just not as soon as we originally thought. 508-996-0500. You can also use App Chat or Open Line voicemails on the WBSM app. I'm going to take a break here and be back in a few moments. You didn't have too wild of a night, but I mean, if you did have a wild night on a Wednesday, hey, you probably have an exciting life. But we can take your phone calls, 508-996-0500, your app chat messages, your open line voicemails. We can take those all coming up. Also, don't forget to, in the 8 o'clock hour, we will start win cash for the day, 10 chances to enter to win $100 for the hourly prize and to get entries into the $30,000 grand prize. So we'll have more details on that coming up. Right now, though, it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the headlines of the day with Phil Devitt.
Democrats say not so fast to an Arizona abortion ban. Rent prices on the rise. And what Harvard University says about your snack habits.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Arizona Republicans are halting efforts by state Democrats to throw out a controversial law banning almost all abortions in the state. In the State House Wednesday, Republican Representative Matt Gress joined Democrats in trying to bring a bill forward to stop the ban, with a motion in the Senate also denied. The Arizona Supreme Court is upholding the abortion ban, which dates back to 1864 and bans all abortions except for risk to the mother. Tornadoes tore through Louisiana and Texas on Wednesday. One ripped off roofs and took down power lines in Lake Charles, Louisiana, while one in Port Arthur, Texas, damaged homes. The Lake Charles twister was on the ground for a mile, while the one in Texas carved a two-mile path of destruction. Other reports of tornado damage came in from Slidell, Louisiana, and Katy, Texas. High winds, heavy rain, and hail also wreaked havoc across the region. President Biden says he still believes the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates before the end of the year. That's what he told reporters Wednesday after new data showed inflation increased in March. Biden emphasized inflation has dropped significantly over the 3 years he's been in office. Rent prices are up for the third straight month. According to real estate company Redfin, they're also up 0.8% from last year. Median rent as of March is at $1,987. Rents had cooled in the previous 3 month period, but they're now beginning to rise again, along with inflation. Bipartisan lawmakers are introducing bills in Congress that would address rising anti-Semitism in the U.S. Democrat Jake Rosen of Nevada and Republican James Lankford of Oklahoma are sponsoring the Senate's Countering Anti-Semitism Act, introduced on Wednesday, while Democrat Kathy Manning of North Carolina and Republican Chris Smith of New Jersey are co-sponsoring a House version of the bill. Harvard University says we are a nation of snackers. Bree Tennis with details.
Researchers say snacking usually happens about 3 hours after we eat, and it's good for us to snack. It releases dopamine, the chemical that makes us feel good, which is addictive and the reason why you can't eat just one potato chip or one chocolate chip cookie. And researchers say that adds up to about 500 extra calories every day, which can prevent you from getting into swimsuit shape. I'm Bree Tennis.
WBSM Sports.
Well, the Boston Red Sox lost to the Baltimore Orioles again on Wednesday, 7-5. They play again tonight at 7 at Fenway Park. The Celtics welcome the New York Knicks to TD Garden tonight at 7:30. And weather delaying this morning's start of the Masters. The Augusta National Golf Club says the first round will not begin until at least 9 a.m. We'll check your forecast now. Showers move in later today, but we should have some dry pockets in there. Heavier rain develops tonight, a high of 58 degrees and a low of 53. That rain stays with us through midday on Friday. Heavy wind throughout the rest of Friday, a high of 61 and a low of 48. We likely won't see the sun again until Saturday. That's when some clearing is expected and temperatures in the mid-50s. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Song by Seal, and probably one of his, I guess, lesser known hits. Everybody knows Kiss from a Rose and Crazy. Some people even know Killer, but Prayer for the Dying might be his best song of all of his songs, in my opinion. Anyway, 508-996-0500. So there's a story that I saw this morning that has one of the, I shouldn't feel this way about this story. I shouldn't look at this photo and laugh because the situation could have been much worse than it was. But if you go to WCVB's website, apparently yesterday in Whitman, there was a boy who was home. His father was not home, but the boy was home. And decided to climb out of a second floor window and go up to the roof of his house and for some reason climb into the chimney. Now the story doesn't, now he wasn't injured in any way. The story doesn't say exactly why this kid climbed the roof and went into the chimney. Did he think he was going to be able to go down it like Santa Claus? Has anybody not ever told him about the flu? Not the illness, but the flu of the chimney? See, Santa's magic. He can shrink himself. That's how it works for him. And so this boy apparently decided to try to climb down the chimney and got stuck in the chimney. His brother watched him do it. And then a neighbor saw him when he was up there, and the neighbor called the firefighters and said, hey, there's a kid on the roof and he's climbing into the chimney. So they came down. So at WCVB, they have video of this. They have a photo of the kid stuck inside the chimney. And I don't know what this kid was thinking. But at least he got stuck at the top of the chimney. Because if he had actually made it down and got stuck, it would have been a much more of a disaster. But like I said, I shouldn't laugh at the photo, but I can because everything turned out okay. I'm sure this kid's probably grounded. But for a story that could have had a lot more, and he could have fallen off the roof. If he had made it down the chimney, he could have just fell straight down the chimney. If he made it down the chimney safely, he would have been stuck inside of it. There's a lot of bad that could have come out of the story, and thankfully it didn't. Thanks to the neighbor who made that phone call. But again, I still can't help but look at the photo and laugh a little bit because there's a kid stuck in a chimney. It's kind of funny. Knowing that everything worked out okay, it's funny. 508-996-0500. But a story about kids that's not funny. Not in the least. We heard the story the other day of the mom who had been charged in the death of her 3-year-old son in Chelsea. She was charged with involuntary manslaughter and reckless endangerment of a child. The details that came out in court yesterday just really, really, they make you sick. They make you angry. They make you wonder how a person like this lives with themselves. Basically what happens is this woman, Jennifer Prudencio, her 3-year-old son, Yael, he had been suffering from a batch of seizures. He had been having problems. He'd been vomiting blood. He had been having seizures. He had a bleeding wound on his face that was not properly healing. Now, the mother had brought him to seek medical care. It wasn't like she was ignoring these problems. She knew that he was having these issues because she brought him to the doctor twice. But then, apparently, she left this 3-year-old who had been suffering from seizures and other afflictions at home with her 7- and 8-year-old children so that she could go out to a bar in Revere. And then she spent the night sleeping at her boyfriend's house in Somerville. She only returned to her home in Chelsea the next morning when one of her other children sent a video of the 3-year-old and saying, I don't think he looks good. Like, I think you need to come home. And by the time she got home, the child had already passed away. So this is not a person who is going to get any sympathy from anybody. And again, of course, these are all just accusations until she's actually put on trial. But the prosecution is painting a picture that is not pretty. In fact, I'll give you a quote from the prosecution. Despite being aware that something was seriously medically wrong with her child, the defendant left the child in the care of her 2 other children who are 7 and 8 years old. The defendant went out that night to a bar in Revere where she drank alcohol for a number of hours, and then she slept at her boyfriend's home in Somerville. The 8-year-old sent a video of his brother to her sometime overnight concerned about the boy. She didn't return until 10 a.m. the next day. Just horrible. Now, DCF had never been involved with the family. Doesn't say anything about her having any kind of past criminal history. But she was held on $100,000 bail. The court documents are impounded. And she'll be back in court May 2nd for a probable cause hearing. But that's just absolutely heartless. I mean, if you had a child that's in that situation, that's suffering from those kind of afflictions, I wouldn't go out if I had a babysitter. My own mom could say, I'll watch. Yeah, you guys have had a rough week. I'll watch the child. You guys go out and have a little night for yourself, and I'll take care of him. Everything will be fine. I would still say, I don't really feel right leaving him. Thank you for the offer, but I should be home. She didn't even do that. She left him with a 7-year-old and an 8-year-old and then drank alcohol. I could never do this myself, but even if she just was going out, she just had to get away for a couple of hours and went out and had dinner. I don't think I'd be drinking, knowing that I might have to rush home at any minute to bring my child to the hospital. No, this sounds like she just didn't care. Or her desire to get drunk and sleep over her boyfriend's house superseded her desire to take care of her own child. This is not going to turn out well for her or for the other two children. 508-996-0500. I'm going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments.
Things haven't been the same since you came into my life. You found a way to touch my soul, and I'm never, ever, ever gonna let it go. Happiness lies in your own hand. It took me much too long to understand.
I think it's a secret. That's probably my favorite Madonna album, Bedtime Stories. But I've got a secret for you. Well, not so much a secret, but certainly something that is uniquely New Bedford. And that is the Butcher Shop, located at 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. It's not a secret because they've been around for 40 plus years. The Butcher Shop is the place to go for great, high quality, locally sourced food, where it has a real family atmosphere, because it is the family that runs the Butcher Shop, the Penaretta family, but also it is a place where they make you feel like you're part of that family. Even if you don't live in the neighborhood, when you come in, you are a neighbor shopping in their neighborhood market. They've got all kinds of stuff. You can do all of your shopping there. But, of course, it is the Butcher Shop because they have great meats, things like sirloin steaks, terrace major, giant chicken wings, prime rib, tomahawk steaks, celebrity pork chops, fish, lobster, linguica, charisse, everything that you could possibly imagine. They have it all there. They'll cut it the way you want it. And when you take it home and you cook it up, you'll say, oh, this is so much better than the stuff I was getting in the supermarket. And it's right around the same price, too. Specialty requests, don't bother them at all. If they don't have it, you ask. They'll try to get it for you. They mix up great marinades and rubs and seasonings, and they can really make your dinner stand out. But you can also stop in and get stuff that they've already cooked up for you. They make a whole bunch of food every day. You can go in and say, all right, I'll have some of that casserole. Oh, I'll have some of that cornbread today. Oh, you know what? Let me get some of Maria's rice pudding. It's all right there. Take it to go. Have it for lunch. Have it for dinner. It's the Butcher Shop. Again, a real old school neighborhood market. The beer and wine cellar downstairs. The cheese fridge upstairs. You're going to find stuff there that you won't find anywhere else. And you're going to find it at a great price. So stop in and check out the Butcher Shop. 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. It's full of amazing deals and amazing meals. All right, I'm going to take one final break here before we end this hour. We'll be back in just a few moments. Pretty sure Lisa Loeb's a vampire because she has not aged since that video came out. So it's she is just wonderful. Fantastic musician, fantastic singer, great songs. And an iconic 90s video. And also a great message. Stay. Because we want you to stay.